Hello friends, welcome to a fresh new episode of your favorite Vedic Astrology channel, Cosmic Gestures, and I am your host Bhaskara. Friends, this is the second episode on planet in which I am discussing the effects of weak planets in our birth horoscope. So in this episode, I will discuss the general symptoms of the weakness of the second planet moon. And I will also discuss that what are the general remedies that we can try to strengthen the moon's energy in our life. But before going ahead, I will request you to subscribe to this channel if you have not subscribed to it already. And if you want to get an elaborate Vedic astrology reading from me, then you may write to me on my email, which is cosmicbond7@gmail.com. cosmicbond7 is the numeral at gmail.com. Friends, moon is known as Chandra or Soma in Sanskrit. In Vedic astrology, moon is the significator of our mind and emotions. Moon is also the natural significator of mother and the nurturing and care that is available to us in this life. Friends, moon can become weak when moon's phase is closer to the new moon. So as a thumb rule, if you are born within the range of 4 or 5 days before or after the new moon, then moon can be weak in your birth horoscope. Moon is very weak at the time of new moon because at that time moon has no brightness. Moon is also considered weak when he is placed in the sign of Scorpio. If moon is placed in the 8th house or 6th house, then also he is considered weak. Moon can be weak if he has got very low score in Shadabala. I have explained earlier that Shadabala is a mathematical calculation that we do in Vedic astrology to calculate the strength of every planet in a Vedic horoscope. Similarly, moon is also considered weak if there is no planet in the 12th house from where moon is sitting, as well as also in the 2nd house from where moon is sitting. I'll give an example to explain. Suppose in your horoscope moon is sitting in the sign Libra in the 3rd house, and you see that there is no planet in the Virgo 2nd house, and also there is no planet in the Scorpio sign and 4th house. That means on either side, just like the house just before where moon is sitting, like that means the 12th house from where moon is sitting, that house is also vacant, and the 2nd house from where the moon is sitting, that 2nd house is also vacant. So either side of moon, both the sides of moon are vacant, then also moon is considered to be weak. Moon can become weak in your birth horoscope in many other ways also, which a good astrologer can find out through technical analysis. Now the question is, what are the general symptoms of weak moon? If moon is weak in your birth horoscope, then that may diminish the effects of good promises of other planets in your horoscope. So if you have gone to astrologers and they have said that you have good promise of career or good promise of wealth, and if you do not see those promises actually manifesting in your life in that kind of level at which they are available or they are present in your birth horoscope, then that means moon can be weak in your horoscope. Because when moon is weak, then other planets are not able to fulfill the promise that they are holding in your horoscope. That has been seen. A child born with weak moon in his birth horoscope may fall ill seriously in the first year of his life. Similarly, there can be some risk on the life of such a child who is born with weak moon in the first year of his or her life. So it is very important for the parents of such a child to be very careful about that child's safety and health in the first year of his or her life. If it is noticed in the birth horoscope that moon is weak in the natal birth horoscope of the child. Such a person who is born with a weak moon in his or her birth horoscope may experience some deficiency in his or her relationship with the mother. Either their mother may not care for them, or the mother may go away due to some other reason, some or the other reason. Such a person may fall ill easily with even slight change in weather. They may have chronic cough and cold. They may suffer from headache or sinus or asthma very often. Weak moon can also give problem in the left eye, while problem in the right eye can come from the weak sun. This can sometimes be reversed in case of female clients. In case of female clients, a weak moon can give problem in the right eye, and a weak sun can give problem in the left eye. But mostly it has been seen that moon is connected with the left eye and sun is connected with the right eye. A person with weak moon may also suffer from dry mouth. Yes, that is also one of the symptoms. A person with weak moon may have low willpower and very little amount of patience. Such a person may suffer from mental and emotional anxieties. He or she may often be irritated. They may also suffer from some kind of fear all the time. A person with weak moon may feel very insecure if he or she has no company. A person with weak moon may often feel unhappy for no apparent reason, and such a person may suffer from mental depression also. In extreme cases, such a person may also suffer from some kind of mental disease. Such a person may not have a very good memory. So a person with weak moon may not have a very good memory. That is also often observed. A person with weak moon may suffer from a sense of insecurity. He or she may not receive nurturing and care from others easily. Or such a person may complain that nobody cares for him or her. He or she may not have many friends. Yes, that is also seen. A person with weak moon may not have many friends. A weak moon can reduce the longevity of life. So a person with weak moon may not live till very old age. That has also been observed. A weak moon can also give us a constant dissatisfaction in life, either due to financial problem or health problem or career or success or any other reason, maybe relationship. Some or the other thing will make the person constantly feel dissatisfied in life. That is also a very common symptom of a person who is born with weak moon in his or her birth horoscope. A person with weak moon may suffer from the problem of wetting the bed. So such a person may pass urine while sleeping on the bed itself. So that is also seen. Normally children do that till 2 or 3 years of age, but when adults also do that, then it is a problem. So mostly adults who have the habit of bed-bitting, they may have weak moon. That is a fact. A person with weak moon may have calcium deficiency. Friends, if you experience these symptoms in your life, and if moon is functionally not a malefic planet in your horoscope, then you need to do the remedies to strengthen the moon's energy in your life. What are the general remedies to strengthen moon in your life? The most easy remedy, I would say, is to regularly practice doing the yogic practice of pranayama. Pranayama, as you already know, is a conscious breathing. when you are aware of your inhaling and exhaling, and you are practicing this for at least 15 or 20 minutes every day, where you are having a very regulated and rhythmic breathing, inhaling, exhaling, and you are aware of it. There are many different kinds of pranayamas that are basically taught as part of the yoga, but one among them is the Anuloma Viloma pranayama. This is very effective for strengthening moon. In Anuloma Viloma pranayama, one has to inhale from the left nostril and exhale from the right nostril, and then inhale from the right nostril and exhale from the left nostril. So this way you have to do the long inhaling from one nostril, then long exhaling from the other nostril, then long inhaling from that second nostril, and then long exhaling from the first nostril. This way you have to rhythmically do this for 15-20 minutes. There are many YouTube videos on Anuloma Viloma Pranayama that you can watch and learn that how you have to sit and how you have to do it. Similarly, if you can drink water from a glass that is made of pure silver metal, that is also good for strengthening the moon. And if you can drink milk that has been kept in a silver vessels, silver means the silver, gold, silver, you know, the silver as a precious metal. So if you can keep milk in a silver pot for some time and then drink that milk from a glass that is also made from silver, that can also strengthen moon in your life. You may wear white clothes on Monday. That is also good to strengthen moon in your life. You can take shower daily. Yeah, taking bath or shower daily is very important. And don't just go and take a very quick shower. If your moon is weak, take, you know, at least 5 or 6 minutes of shower every day, and so that you know you plenty of water fall on you. And similarly, spend time near some water body whenever it is possible for you. That will also strengthen moon in your life. You may spend some time admiring the moon every night, especially during the bright fortnight. And you may keep a fast on the full moon day and offer water to the full moon from a silver or a glass pot, and also see the reflection of the full moon in water. This ritual also strengthens moon, the working of moon in your life. And if you are interested in chanting mantras, then I can recommend you two mantras. You can chant either one of these two mantras to strengthen the working of moon's energy in your life. One mantra is Om Aim Klim Somaya Namaha. Om Aim Klim Somaya Namaha. And the second mantra is Om Shram Shreem Shraum Saha Chandraya Namaha. Om Shram Shreem सः चंद्राय नमः। फ्रेंड्स प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड दैट द सिम्टम्स एंड द रेमेडीज फॉर वीक मून दैट आई हैव एक्सप्लेन्ड इन दिस एपिसोड आर जनरल इन नेचर बेस्ड ऑन योर एक्चुअल इंडिविजुअल बर्थ हॉरोस्कोप यू मे एक्सपीरियंस सम यूनिक स्पेसिफिक सिम्टम्स ऑल्सो एंड सिमिलरली an experienced astrologer may recommend you some various specific remedies on the basis of the actual situation of moon in your birth horoscope. Once or twice I have seen people with severe mental disorder coming to me or severe depression coming to me, and based on their horoscope I recommended them to follow some remedies, and those remedies actually work like magic in a period of 4 or 5 months. When they followed the remedies regularly, they showed tremendous improvement in their mental or emotional health. Although they had been taking medical treatment for the last many years, but those medical treatments were also not showing any positive effects in their life. But when they started to do the remedies along with also taking the medical treatment, then they started to see better results in terms of improvement of their mental and emotional health. So astrology can actually be a very helpful tool to help people who are going through some kind of mental or emotional problem. So that is also one of the fact. And a planet can also be strengthened with the help of wearing a gemstone. We all know that. But gemstones should only be tried under the active guidance of an experienced astrologer, because wearing a gemstone can sometimes also produce some negative side effects. So I am not recommending any gemstone in these episodes, because I mostly recommend a gemstone only when I see a horoscope and I do all my analysis and I rule out any serious side effect that a gemstone may cause to the person. So if you want to get a very specific analysis and you want to get a very specific recommendation for remedies for you, if your moon is weak in your horoscope, you need to consult an astrologer, and you can also consult me or any astrologer who you trust a lot, and then you can follow the advices. But yes, whatever advices I have given in this episode, those are very good general advices which we all should follow if we find that we have the symptoms of weak moon in our life. And with this, I would like to conclude this episode now. I hope you are finding the information given by me useful. I will come again tomorrow with a new episode on weak Mars in our birth horoscope. Till then, take care. God bless you all. Keep saying your prayers and keep your faith on. God bless.